Good afternoon. We are back on Is This a Thing?
What sharks?
Sharks. Wait, okay. Read down this list.
What's the whole list?
What's the list that you found again to catch the audience up on what we're talking about?
It's called They Attack From Below. And it's a list of, quote, subterranean horror. I butchered that word.
Subterranean horror.
Yeah. You also butchered the word butchered.
Yes, I did.
Every word in that sentence. Yeah, go ahead. What's on this list?
All of the Tremors.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Invaders from Mars, which I'm trying to figure out.
Which is from outer space, right?
Yes. Yeah.
When did Invaders from Mars come out?
1953.
That's what I thought. It's like a 50s film.
Yeah. So okay. It's an old movie.
But again,
Mars
is by definition not below us.
Yes.
No.
Like I said, All of the Tremors, Sand Sharks.
Sand Sharks.
Mongolian Death Worm, which I've seen.
You what?
Mongolian
Death Worm. I've seen it.
Okay.
Terrible.
Why did it have to be Mongolian? That's kind of racist. I don't like that.
Well, where's it? Where was it made?
Of course, in America.
Yeah, it's an American movie.
It's got to be American. So, no, with a name like Mongolian Death Shark. Yeah. Of course.
Of course.
Maybe the Mongolians.
No, that's a sci-fi original.
I kind of really want to watch Snow Shark.
Snow Shark. What was the subtitle again?
Ancient Snow Beast.
You don't need the word beast. Do you need to elaborate? I think Snow Shark is enough there.
Hold on. Here is it's not the synopsis. What's the...
The summary?
I get. Okay, yeah.
The catchphrase? The tagline?
Just the premise?
The premise. Yeah. Thank you. I couldn't remember the word. So, for Snow Shark, ancient snow beast.
Yeah.
12 years ago, during a scientific expedition, three animal biologists...
Why does it have to be 12 years ago?
I don't know.
That's ancient? 12 years though, ancient?
Stumbled upon a great discovery that ended in tragedy. Whatever killed them has awoken, and now the legend of the ancient Snowbees could prove to be more than just a legend.
So,
dun dun dun!
Can I see the cover art for this?
You have Snow Shark?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to see this.
Please use the full title. Okay, please. Snow Shark : Ancient Snowbeast.
It is a proven fact that any film that has that subtitle is going to be a better film, too.
Oh, no. 100%.
You think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at, like Birdman or Doctor Strangelove, you know? They're just incredible films.
I thought you meant it's better if you end the title with Ancient Snow Beast.
Ancient Snow Beast.
I thought you'd make movie better.
Well, that, too. You know.
It's like Sully, Ancient Snow Beast. I think it's a better movie, right?
The Royal Tenenbaums, Ancient Snow Beast.
Suicide Squad, Ancient Snow Beast. Certainly any DC Cinematic Universe film is better. Let me see that. They're building a snowman?
While the Jaws-esque shark creeps up.
I don't think it's Jaws-esque. I think they just took the Jaws artwork.
They cropped a real shark in.
Yeah.
I think my sister can do better Photoshop than that. Look at that shit.
For the record, I saved that playlist.
Wow. We gotta cover that all. Invaders from Below. What is it? Is that what it is?
They attack from below.
That reminds me, though. I do at some point want to talk about Jaws 4.
Yes, Jaws 4 will be a future film.
Okay.
We do a shark marathon.
Yes.
We do like Deep Blue Sea.
But Deep Blue... Okay. I like that film, by the way.
Okay. You like Deep Blue Sea?
It's not good. But
you
I
also
like
Red Dragon, so it's fine.
I didn't say it.
We'll talk about this another day. We'll save this for our Hannibal show. We'll just do all... There's a marathon. Let's do the Hannibal franchise. There's only two good movies
in that
list. I'm going
to add those to the list right now.
I like that.
Debatable, Nico.
I think Hannibal Rising. I think, no, Hannibal Rising.
You think Hannibal Rising? I saw, like, a scene of it.
It's a great film. No, not okay. Good. It's not good. Very bad.
Deep Blue Sea is a guilty pleasure of mine.
Okay, that's fair. What else is on the shark list? The problem is, though, you could do it... You could specify just, like, sci-fi shark movies. Right?
Yeah.
Or like by the Sci-Fi Channel shark movies, and you're already half the day is taken up.
Yeah.
They, every other
no,
movie they
no,
do.
No, they do marathons.
Yeah. Of just their shark
they
movies?
They do. I swear to God, someone I know like plans their week around it.
But someone you know actually plans the shark week?
I know somebody
who watched Shark
Week. I know that, the shark week for sci-fi.
Yeah.
They've watched, what was it called?
I know, what was it, Megalodon versus
Megalodon,
or something like that?
I know someone who's watched all the Megalodons in order in one day because it was just a marathon they were doing on Sci-Fi. Oh,
Casper Van Dien is in a few of those, I believe.
Who?
Casper Van Dien played Johnny Rico in one of my all-time favorite films known as Starship Troopers.
Oh, you're a Starship Troopers fan. Of course you are.
Of course
I am. Why wouldn't you be? Because when I look at you, I just think you love Starship Troopers. Yeah, it's a good movie. I like Starship Troopers. It's funny. Yeah.
It's silly. But
yeah, it's silly. But I like it.
It's a comedy.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good. It's I like it a lot. I like Paul Verhoeven, you know, except for I like Showgirls. Showgirls.
Okay, we need to have a longer conversation yes. about Paul Verhoeven on a separate
yeah, yeah,
date
we do.
Because I think he's one of our great American filmmakers.
He's not American.
Whatever he fucking is. No, he's the great. No, I honestly think like he has made more meaningful contributions to filmmaking than say Ron Howard. You know what I mean?
I've been meaning to ask you this because I'm not like a Ron Howard fan or anything, but yeah. I mean, do you have a whole lot of criticisms and reservations for like Apollo 13?
No, I hate Apollo 13.
Really?
Yeah, no, I hate it. It's awful. No, wait, that's a different conversation.
Oh, come on.
But I'm just saying, like, pick any other slow, indulgent fucking filmmaker and just like Paul Verhoeven is. Like Tom Hooper or some shit. Like, no, Paul Verhoeven is better than all of them, and that dude does not get his credit because he made stupid movies. But great stupid movies.
He made one, like, bad film, which is Showgirls, and even that has a cult appreciation for how bad it is.
Well, he is a cult filmmaker, though. Yeah. But it's a good thing. Cult is a good thing.
Yeah, I know.
But let's quit, like, yeah.
But, like, RoboCop is a great film. I love that movie. I also love Basic Instinct quite a bit.
I love the original Total Recall.
Yep, as do I.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's...
But they're weird. You're right. They're just odd.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those stupid ideas. That's the thing. Like ambitious. And the fact that he keeps it together, and you see it when all of his movies are now being remade years later, like Total Recall, RoboCop,
etc. And they're doing Starship Troopers.
Not. They're remaking Starship Troopers?
Yep, and they're going to try to keep it closer to the book, which is odd to me because the book is kind of fascist.
Closer to the book?
And they're saying that they want to go the PG-13 route.
Oh, Jesus
which,
Christ.
One of the reasons I love those movies is because they introduced me to a new level of violence in film. It was glorious, and I love it. I ridiculous. Love his movies for that.
No, but I think like years later you're seeing that these concepts can easily fall apart under lesser filmmakers and stuff.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But no, that dude is... The dude is great. Yeah,
you're right though. It's kind of silly, stupid ideas that he makes. You know, he makes them work.
Yeah. We don't have a Paul Verhoeven now, do we? Who do we have now that's trying like really ambitious sci-fi ideas again? Because the problem with it now is if you make one movie like that in 2016, you're immediately swallowed up by like Marvel or something.
Exactly.
I mean, like all of a sudden they're grabbing you to direct the next Jurassic Park movie. That's the problem. It's like guys like that don't just stick to making. You know, it's like, all right, here you go. You're getting the Han Solo spinoff.
Yeah.
You know, it just that's the studio system today.
Honestly, and this is a very, very bad comparison, but if I'm being perfectly honest, if he were a little more comedic, I think the closest comparison we have could be Neil Blomkamp. Yeah. And that's not good.
Okay, serious question. Is Neil Blomkamp a good director?
No.
Okay.
No.
District 9. Is legitimately great.
Yes.
And we all agree with
that? Movie, yeah.
We all agree?
It's a great movie.
Okay, get this, guys. Ready? I'm going to blow your mind right now. Elysium, underrated. I dig Elysium.
I don't hate it.
Hold on.
But
from the same guy who, like, a year ago said it was one of the worst movies he's ever seen.
Not Elysium.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. You know, no, 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 no. Not Elysium.
Are you thinking of Oblivion?
Oblivion.
No.
That no.
No.
Those...
You talk shit. I remember specifically because you said you were talking about Matt Damon in Elysium.
Did I say one of the worst movies? I get them confused. I'm telling you. Oblivion and Elysium came out the same year, and I liked one and I hated the other, and they get confused in my head a lot. No, Elysium's decent. Elysium's with the dude, like, same dude that's in fucking District 9 with the funny voice and shit and Jodie Foster and all that shit and, like, the outer space thing.
Yeah.
That movie?
Yeah,
that's legitimately decent.
You were
decent.
Talking shit about that movie.
Well, I was wrong.
Like, months.
I'm telling you, no, I was not.
Yes,
not.
You were.
I like Elysium. I don't like you smearing my name on this podcast, Zach Caponegro. Elysium's good. I ride for Elysium. Chappie, I will not defend.
Okay.
But Elysium is decent.
Yes, there you go. Because I don't think it's great, and it's not really particularly all that good, but it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
No, yeah. I think Neil Blomkamp is fine. No, but it is a bad comparison because he is now, again, swallowed up into the Alien movies, right? He's doing like 5 Alien movies or something.
I don't want another Alien film, well, you know?
Too late.
Damn, you know? It's
and nobody wants another Alien film.
And they're, how would it, Michael Biehn and Sigourney Weaver again? Like,
oh, they're bringing them back?
Yeah, like he died in Alien 3, damn it.
I thought they were sticking to the what's the movie Fassbender with the
prequel. Well, that's Prometheus.
Prometheus. I thought they were just sticking to the Prometheus.
Ridley Scott's doing those, and the next one is Alien Covenant, and I'm looking forward to that. So.
But that's not an Alien movie. That's an Elysium movie, right?
Alien Covenant.
No, Alien Covenant is different from the Neil Blomkamp Alien movie.
Yes, he's doing Alien 5, and Ridley Scott is doing Alien Covenant.
Alien Covenant is not in the lineage, though, of the Alien movies. That's not considered Alien 5.
No.
Even though it's titled Alien.
It's like, yeah, it's another prequel to Alien.
Then why is it not Elysium 2?
These are in Elysium is not in the same universe as Alien.
No, not Elysium. No,
I'm confused now. Like,
no,
I was, that's why
Prometheus.
I was getting. That's
Prometheus,
why I was saying
Prometheus. Prometheus. Prometheus.
Oh, why did they call
it Prometheus? Too? I'm sorry.
I was Freudian slip.
No, it was because originally they wanted to kind of make Prometheus its own thing, and that didn't work out quite as well as they would have wanted to. So they're like, let's get it back closer to Alien. So we're going to call this one Alien Covenant to, you know, try to bridge that gap.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, we're here to talk about a film called Blood Sand.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a movie that we watched tonight.
The Sand.
Yeah, explain this to me. Did you look up the fun facts
it
on
just
that
says, it just said that when Showtime airs it, they air it as Blood Sand, even though the name is The Sand.
It was theatrically released as The Sand. But on
theatrically
TV.
Released, but
theatrically.
It was,
this was
the
released?
Name of the movie officially is The Sand. Yes.
Got you. Got okay. you. But goes by Blood Sand here, yes. So yeah, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all the fans of The Sand that are confused when they see the title Blood Sand.
That reminds me of when I was over in England, Zootopia was called Zootropolis for some reason. Yeah, it's interesting. So yeah
there's a couple weird ones like that,
they like
right?
to change titles. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's understandable.
Barbershop has an E at the end. Like it's a very British thing.
Oh, shoppy. Shoppy.
It's a British joke. Sorry.
We have a vitamin shoppy.
Shoppy.
Where is it? It's
like...
Yeah.
It's one on the turn, but there's a couple around here.
Yeah, I saw it. There's one in the Canton shops.
Yeah. My dad goes to it all the time.
That's right. Shoppy. I love it.
Yeah, the vitamin Shoppy.
Right. So here's the thing. So I was slipping through Showtime at like 10 o'clock in the morning when no one watches Showtime. Clearly, because
clearly,
this is what's airing
on,
at 10 in the morning, right? And I came across this movie called Blood Sand. And I watched like 5 minutes of it. It was a scene that included Jamie Kennedy, which we will get to in a minute as we recap the film. But I'm like, yeah, we must watch this for why is this a thing? And I got to be honest with you guys. It's weird for me to say this because I do a podcast about bad movies. But I don't like watching bad movies. Like that is not something that's really my jam. That is totally Zach's thing.
No, I'm the same way.
Yeah, I enjoy joking about bad movies and like dissecting them.
It's
and
my
stuff.
Favorite genre.
Like doing like.
I've said this multiple times. My favorite genre of movie is the bad movie.
Yeah, the
like,
B movie.
So bad it's good film or just terrible.
Just terrible. Oh, like okay. Not like you know how they have like B movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about my favorite genre is like. D movies.
Oh, because like, B movies can be very good.
Yeah, yeah, no. I'm talking about like so bad, like Thanksgiving. Okay. Like I love watching Thanksgiving.
I haven't seen it. All I know is gobble gobble motherfucker.
We're That's watching it okay. for Thanksgiving.
That is our
you
Thanksgiving.
Are aware of this, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Even though I might be in Japan on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
We'll pre-record it. I thought you weren't going.
No, I think I am now.
Okay.
I got cash now, dude. I'm a working
gotta
man.
Spend that shit.
I'm white collar, motherfucker. So, you know, I was flipping through when I came across this. And so, yeah, I don't like bad movies. This is one of the few in a while that was just legitimately bad, but I had a great time watching it. I thought it was really entertaining.
Yeah, well, the last time that happened was you and I watched something.
That we were, oh,
oh for, when we watched... Dread.
No, but see, Dread. No, that's
Dread's good. Dread's good.
No, it's not.
Judge Dread is bad, but
Judge
Dread.
Judge
that's
Dread.
The one, that's
Judge.
The one I meant. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I was like,
no, we didn't
no,
watch
no,
Dread.
No,
okay,
no.
I was like, wait,
no,
wait,
right, Dread.
No.
Dread is great.
Yes,
Dread is good. Judge Dread was Stallone.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what
okay,
are you talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah. I always forget which one's which
because there's two now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, I don't really like it, and this one I really enjoyed. just down the line, everything is horrible about this, and the premise is absurd, and it is executed even more absurdly. Here's the thing. If I heard this premise of sand eats people alive or whatever, or something's living under sand or shit, I don't think I would have expected the execution to be quite this horrible. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think I would have envisioned something a little more like action-packed and a little more crazy and bizarre.
Yeah, because like something like that, then you get into the territory of like The Mist or something like that, which have you seen The Mist or even The Fog?
I like The Mist. I've never seen The Fog.
Which the remake or Carpenter's? Because there is a remake to The Fog, you know.
The older Fog or the newer Fog?
Yeah.
I've seen the newer Fog.
Okay. So you haven't seen what is probably the better one?
No. Okay. it's a John Carpenter movie? No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, all right.
But, like, The Mist was good, I thought.
The Mist is the one where they're in the grocery store and the monsters are outside the grocery store.
It's a Frank Darabont film. Darabont! The guy who made The Green Mile and The Shawshank Redemption.
Dude needs to work a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darabont. Yeah. That dude made The Mist.
Yeah. There you go. He likes his Stephen King adaptation.
Yes, he does. So here's the thing about this. You can tell, at least it seemed like it to me, that they were attempting to make a decent horror film.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that separates... And the reason why I'm not a sucker for the Sharknado movies as much as a lot of other people are is Sharknado is in on the joke, and I hate when things are in on its own joke.
Yeah.
I hate when everybody's, you know, when they feel the need to make a wink. And like, oh, aren't we so horrible and goofy? And oh, we are totally just making it for stoners watching us after a long night of partying. You know?
And that's why I always make the argument. It's like, just because you have a goal – and you accomplish that goal, that doesn't mean it's admirable.
That's right. Yeah. That's 100% right. Yes. Yes. If your goal is to just show how clever you are, like, that's not a legitimate goal for me. Or not one that I respect as much. This, you could tell, they made a serious effort to like, make the best of this premise.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a good premise. It's not a good execution. The directors are horrible. And, like, the script is even worse.
The script is amazing.
But it's really great. So, Adam, explain the plot of this film to me.
The plot. Oh, well, so, there's a few, you know, college-age youngsters on the beach. They're just partying, you know. And then all of a sudden...
College-aged youngsters.
Youngsters.
Hello, fellow kids.
Listen to me. Yeah.
That's what you just sounded like right there.
I gotta be the critic here. The old man. No,
college youngsters.
Anyway, these college age youngsters find a nice big egg or something on the beach.
It's something's right.
Well, we soon discover that it is indeed an egg.
Yes. And they go to sleep, and then the next morning, something is in the sand trying to kill them. Mm. And they later figure out that this egg has hatched, and they have to find a way to get out of this little, I don't know, it's like a little pit that they're in. And try to make it out and survive and try to avoid the sand and the process, and that's the movie.
Right.
Boom.
That's essentially the film.
Yeah.
Good night. We had a great time talking. Yep, you've been naughty.
I've been naughty. You know, it's essentially like the movie that you used to play, or the movie.
The game.
The game you used to play. I've been.
Like, don't touch the lava, essentially.
Yeah, the floor is lava. Yeah,
the floor is in the lava.
That's what the game is.
But on sand, essentially, and with a lot more blood.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, yes.
You know, I've always wanted to make a movie kind of like this, but actually do it well.
What a horribly bad premise.
No, hey, we were just talking about silly premises with Verhoeven, you know, and trying to.
Oh, the floor is lava. The
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a, no. You know what? That's a great idea. That's a great. Floor is lava. The movie. Oh man, just a bunch of kids. Like, you cast, like, you know, Willow Smith.
They have to be really, really, really young. Like, you know, like the age you would be.
Yeah.
But they die horrible, horrible, grotesque deaths.
No, it's just like a school one time. No, here's
take the kids of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yes!
There we go.
Perfect. Stranger Things season 2. I think it writes itself. It writes. Did you watch Stranger Things yet?
I saw, like, an episode, and I really liked it. Yeah. I really, really liked it. Yeah. So.
No, it's good. You should watch
it. I just haven't had the time. You know, there's a stupid excuse. I haven't had the time to do it, you know.
Yeah, no, it's
God damn it.
Here's the plot, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's definitely set in the 80s, right? You got to set the floor is lava in the 80s, right? It's like a high school, right? A lot of high school angst and shit, right? But they're right by like a nuclear blast site, right? Okay. Or like, it's like nuclear, right? And there's like waste. Is nuclear waste, like, deadly if it gets in the air?
No.
If you touch it.
Well, I mean, the radiation.
Not the radiation, the waste itself.
No.
The thing in the silos and
Hold on. Are we just totally ignoring the radiation? Because that's what kills things, is the radiation.
No, the waste I'm talking about. I'm talking
about... The physical waste matter, yeah.
Once they have used the radioactive chemicals to produce energy, all the excess stuff that they have left, they put in the silo, right?
Yeah, it's still radioactive, though.
Still radioactive at that point. Well, that kind of destroys the premise of the movie. But anyway, no, like, the drunk cop in town runs into... Because it's set in the 80s and there's a drunk cop somewhere.
Naturally.
And he smashes into the waste and it pours throughout the entire town. And then the kids have to find their way out, like, Red Dawn style.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The floor is lava, the film.
All right.
Like that?
Yeah.
Good.
Red Dawn style.
I just wrote the movie. Okay, great. Yeah. No, but anyway, back to Blood Sand / The Sand. Okay, so it's I guess how many characters are in this thing? Like how many main – we have what, seven college students that have gone through a long night of partying?
We're not counting the topless girl at the beginning.
No, we're not counting Tits McGee over there. No, we're not counting her.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Yep.
6 college students.
Yeah, because there's Gilbert.
We'll talk about Gilbert.
There's Mitch. There's Jonah. There's Chandra.
Mm-hmm. What's the one that started with an M? Did you say her already?
No.
It wasn't Martha. It was
Marsha.
Marsha. There we go.
Marsha.
Cold-hearted bitch who, for some reason, I can't remember her name.
Who's the main character of the
Who's supposed to be the main character of this movie.
Yeah. Who is the hero. And as you would expect, these college kids love partying, drinking, and having sex with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own little drama and strife that is a through line throughout the entire film. But that is quickly put into the background, or maybe not quick enough, as as these little tentacle-looking things, these sort of these hairs start emerging from the sand and swallow alive whatever makes contact with them. A couple of the characters are in a car. A couple of them are on the sort of hut that is in the middle of the sand.
It's lifeguard hut.
Lifeguard hut. One of them is in a trash can. And all goes downhill from here as they slowly find out what this thing is, and it is tearing them apart. Let's talk about each of the characters and their contribution to this movie. Let's start with our favorite character, the one, the only, token black guy Gilbert, who is, you know what? I felt bad for Gilbert the entire time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So did I.
And here's why. And not for the reasons that you might expect. Not for the fact that he was in a trash can. Not for the fact that this guy is clearly obese and is sort of his stomach is getting sliced by the trash can and he's sweating and he's getting dehydrated and soon meets his unfortunate demise halfway through. What?
Kaylee.
Kaylee is the name of the cold bitch. I felt bad because it felt like every other second we were reminding Gilbert how fat he is.
Yes.
Leave Gilbert alone. And I'm not just talking about Jamie Kennedy's Beach Patrol guy.
Oh, my God.
Why is it that every 2 seconds it's like Gilbert is dying? He doesn't have any sort of mortal wound. It's or fatal wound. It's not like the thing was not swallowing him.
He's just a big guy in a trash can.
He's just fat and is getting dehydrated. And all of a sudden we assume that he's dying. He's in no worse shape than everybody else. That's fat shaming, dude. Gilbert is... Like, they kept saying Jonah and Gilbert are dying. No, Jonah was just infected by a poisonous giant sand monster. Gilbert is just laying there fat. Like, leave Gilbert alone.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, aren't all fat? Yes, I understand. Gilbert is dying of heart disease. We don't need to remind him of that. It's unbelievable. No, so Gilbert was in the trash can the entire time and had a dick drawn on his face from the night before.
I would just like to point out that whenever he had to get, like, on set, the first thing they did was draw yet another dick on his face. Let that sink in.
Oh, God. I hope they paid him more than
like there was some actor. Like, it was somebody's job. They got paid to draw a dick on this guy's face.
How many days of filming did this
12
take?
12 days.
Oh, God. Wow. 12 different dicks?
Yeah.
12 separate dicks for Gilbert.
12 days of
12 days of dicks.
Plus, Jesus. They filmed on the beach, so maybe he sweat off some of it.
That's true.
To draw it back on.
Come on. Gotta do it. As
it's like, at least 12 dicks.
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks. In a row? What's that from? Damn it, guys. Come on.
37 dicks
Nico,
in a row.
This is you.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way to the parking lot.
No.
I hate when he quizzes us.
Me
on
too.
Show.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie. I don't know.
It sounds very familiar. I don't. What is it?
What?
It's a Kevin Smith movie, guys.
It's Mallrats? Clerks? That's from Clerks?
Yep.
I don't remember
that. Clerks.
That's... Okay, great.
I do hate when he does that.
Yeah.
We'll turn this into a game one of these days. We'll start keeping score. We're both not on the board.
We're losing.
Though. Yeah, we're only losing.
It's the two of us and we're losing.
Yes. Okay, here's the thing about this group of characters. They buy into this premise really quickly, which seems to be a hallmark of bad science
fiction.
Like
within 30 seconds.
They immediately understand what's going on, including what's her name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee is the smartest of this group. She's clearly the brains of this whole operation.
Yep.
She's very cold-hearted, but she's all about the mission. You know, she's a real Jack Bauer type. And by the way.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Something about 24.
Side note, by the way. We should have done Designated Survivor for this. We should have done it, but I watched it already with my family and
how
had my own little why is this a thing with my family
how
this week. It is so bad. It's so bad. It's good.
Designated Survivor?
It's that... I don't know if you've watched any football or anything, but it's literally a commercial every other second for this show.
Yeah.
It's the one where it's Jack Bauer is a dork, essentially. Kiefer Sutherland with glasses.
Oh, where he becomes the new president?
Where he is the designated... Yeah.
Yeah, oh...
Because during the State of the Union address, the Capitol building blows up.
All right.
And he is stuck.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful show.
Is it a comedy? Is it a drama?
It seems like it's supposed to be a really
serious... Oh, it's supposed to be a drama, but it is not a drama. Yeah. It is so bad. But no, like, they go out of their way because Kiefer Sutherland has spent the last 10 years of his life just being Jack Bauer everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
You can't,
yeah.
It's that, and it's fucking, I am not a pirate. I'm a pirate. I would explain everything.
I'm just going to say he's been spending most of his time as a pirate.
Yes, as a pirate in Jack Bauer. So they go out of their way to just make him the nerdiest fucking sap.
Anti-Jack Bauer.
The anti-Jack Bauer. Yeah. Just getting pushed around. And I'm ready for him to just be like, tie him up and start electrocuting
dude. I was just going to say, but let me guess. You're watching it and you're just like, Jack Bauer, take the glasses off. We know
no.
it's you.
You know, he's...
Well, I see. I'm wondering if Kiefer Sutherland has become one of those actors who will never be able to break away from.
100%.
Of course not.
Okay, yeah.
Of course not.
Because it's like Jim Parsons will always be Sheldon Cooper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, my question is, did you think that Bryan Cranston would always be Walter White?
No.
I feel like he's done a pretty good job.
No.
No, because Walter White. Because Bryan Cranston's a good actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why.
Exactly.
That's
if
why.
If anything, with people our age, he's the dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes. That's why.
But even then, most people are like, oh, yeah, he was Walter White. He did so many different things that, like you said, he's a good actor.
He gave the best performance in television history.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland was Jack Bauer. You know, I should say Emmy winner Kiefer Sutherland played Jack Bauer.
Oh, yeah.
He did win an Emmy for that.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. Season 5.
Oh.
But, no, Designated Survivor. He wears literally a Cornell sweatshirt throughout the entire fucking thing. He's got his thick-rim LBJ glasses on and just has the Cornell sweatshirt. And it is so tight and awkward. He even wears – what's that jacket with, like, the fuzz on they've went out of style over the last couple of years. But, like, the fur on the hood or whatever, what do they call those things? The puffy jackets with the fur that – you know what I'm talking about?
I do know.
Like the winter jackets.
Yeah, but there's a specific name for them.
I don't know.
They've recently gone out of style. He wears that during the show.
I was like parka, but that's not right.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Is it a parka?
I think it's, yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. No.
It just has fur literally on the outside of the hood, and that's it. No more fur anymore. Okay,
He wears that. Another show, by the way, where they buy into the premise very quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every important person in America is dead now. And you, the Secretary of Urban Development, is now the Commander-in-Chief.
Is that really what that
is? Yeah, that's what he is.
Why? Is that just the next in line?
No. So, essentially, here's the...
Well,
this is based on a real
thing. At this point in time, yes, he is the next in line because everyone else is dead.
So, okay. So here's the thing. When the State of the Union happens, it's become more of like a tradition. It's not... I think at first it started as a legitimate concern, but now it's sort of like a...
Well, because I would only assume it happened during the height of, like, the Cold War.
Yeah. There was some paranoia, whatever. Yeah. Now I think it's just sort of a tradition, but...
Well, and still kind of a just-in-case thing, I'm assuming. Right. Like, I mean...
The president picks one member of his cabinet because, you know, there's 18 of them, whatever. I should really know how many. But there's, you know, and that's the line of succession for president. He picks one of those guys to stay behind in the White House while every other important person is at the State of the Union.
Just in case something does happen, they do have somebody.
Right, because that's the most consolidated area of power. The Supreme Court is there. All of Congress is there. And the entire cabinet, president, vice president, et cetera. So everybody is there. So if that place were to be bombed, even though in theory it would be the most secure place in America at the time, yeah. Right, someone would be left behind. And every year they sort of make a thing when you see news coverage for the State of the Union, like the designated survivor this year is the Secretary of Agriculture. But they always pick the guy that is the least relevant. Because the guy that doesn't need any screen time.
Yeah, it's the guy who doesn't need to be.
Yeah, who doesn't need to be there. They leave behind. And so they... You know, took that premise and ran with it in this show. So bad, but so good. Anyway, I don't know how we got on that. anyway.
We were talking about Jack Bauer.
No, they bought into the premise very quickly on this show.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is, kind of just...
Kaylee.
Kaylee got it pretty quickly, you know, when that bird was being devoured.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So,
which is...
So they wake up after the... I'm guessing it was the start of spring break. Mm-hmm. So they said, you know, screw it. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to have this party. They go to the beach, have a party. Bunch of them wake up in the morning. Five of them wake up in the morning. Yes. One of them does end up dying.
Yes.
Pretty early on. Yeah. So Kaylee is, like, looking around. She looks over and a bird is, like, screeching and everything on the sand. And she says, I think the quote was, "Aw, are you stuck?" Like, "Aw, are you stuck?"
Like, right.
Really?
All right.
Are you still drunk? So, and then it just disappears. It gets eaten by the sand, and then she's like,
"There's something.
Don't step on the sand."
Exactly.
Like, tell me I'm wrong.
No, that's exactly what
that's the
And see, my first reaction in real life would not have been to do that. It would have been to go over and investigate and see what.
100%.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So
like there was like a sinkhole or something. Yeah. Just where that boat happened to be.
I guess, or what drug am I on?
Yes.
Yeah. What drug did I forget that I took last night?
Yeah.
That's, yes.
Yeah. And we were saying that we wouldn't have died in this situation, and considering that, maybe I would have died in that situation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now that I really think about it, had we known that quickly, like they did,
mm-hmm. if we had known that quickly, no way I would have died.
I wouldn't have died.
I'm dead immediately. But I say that for every movie I watch.
Yes.
Now everybody goes, you know, if I was in that situation, I'd say be that smarter.
I'd be dead.
Yep. No, like, yeah. Sergeant Bunny would put me out of my misery very quickly.
It's Judy Hopps.
Judy Hopps. Sorry, I apologize. Really, I apologize.
I'm proud of myself on that one.
Yeah. No, everybody always goes, especially in horror movies, like, I would not make that stupid decision. I would definitely survive. I'm not. No, like, I understand, number one, my incompetence. Number two, my stupidity. And number three, my lack of athletic ability.
But see, here's the thing. Okay. Because you're well aware of all of that, mm-hmm. I think you would survive.
There's no chance. I'm the first one in everything.
Well, no, because you wouldn't try to run because you know you wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't try to be the brave guy and, like, lift something or something or hold something because you know you wouldn't be able to do it.
Accurate.
You'd be the guy in the movies who does absolutely nothing and still survives.
I'm Gilbert in the trash can, though, and that didn't work out very well for him. Because my friends are putting me in a trash can and drawing a dick on my face if I get blackout drunk. That's just how it'll happen.
So you don't see yourself as closer to different Jamie Kennedy film, but Jamie Kennedy in, like, say, Scream?
I've never seen Scream. I've never seen Scream. Did you just have a seizure?
I've seen Scary Movie 1, which is like Scream.
You never seen Scream either?
No, I've
seen
Scream. I saw Scream, like... I don't remember a single thing about it besides.
I love Scream.
You do?
I love Scream.
Do you
really?
Yes. Do you like the Scream television show?
I was just gonna say. I
didn't even bother.
How many Screams have they made at this point?
Four.
And they're done because Wes Craven's dead.
So
they could make more. You're right.
Four.
It's only four. I promise. Because
It was because the A in the new Scream was a four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I'm sad I remember it that way, but
I like Scream 4, though. I like it. It's my second favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I die in everything. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just dead. I can't survive shit. I can't build a shelter. I can't make food. Nothing. No, Castaway, forget it. Like, no, I look at Castaway because I'm sure you'd a lot of people live vicariously through Tom Hanks and think, yeah, I could probably do the same thing.
Oh, I'd survive.
No, the second.
I would die.
The second I'm knocking myself out with the tooth infection, it's like, it's over. Like, I'll let it kill me. Whatever. I ain't knocking my tooth out with a rock. No way. Anyway, so they understand this premise very quickly and they put it together. However, not after a few theories, a little brainstorming session between everybody in the car trying to figure out what this sand is. A couple theories that were thrown out there: an oil spill that killed anything that touched the sand. Oil does not do that, apparently. That was a direct quote from the film. It was the government. Someone thought that the government did something to the sand.
Yep, Marsha.
Marsha believed that, and that's what happened with Marsha.
She wasn't very smart.
No.
Not very smart.
Lasted a lot longer in the movie than I thought she would, though.
Oh, yeah. But
I suppose. Marsha looked like Shakira. I just kept thinking that every time I saw her.
She looks like a mix between Shakira, and I immediately said, I don't know who the other person is, but yes. She looked so much like Shakira. Yeah. It was... Did we ever figure out who the other person is?
No, the chick that sings the song with the guitar.
with the words in it.
No, kind of like a little Alanis Morissette going on. Okay. Maybe like a Shakira Alanis Morissette thing, which I believe is my dream woman.
Yeah.
Shakira and Alanis Morissette?
Yeah. My hips don't lie and it's ironic.
No, it's more like my hips don't lie and I'm kind of sad about it.
An older version of me, she perverted like me, to her hips not lie as well in a theater.
Jesus.
Okay.
No, I really like Shakira. Is that bad?
I like Shakira.
I think, okay, listen to, Shakira made an album and I'm blanking on the name on it, but it's essentially like all acoustic. It's not like the overly produced like Latina flair thing going on where she's got like a bunch. Like it's like, you know, she plays guitar on
Shakira
it.
Shakira Unplugged.
Sure. We'll call it Shakira Unplugged.
All right.
It's a legitimately good album. I highly recommend you look into it. Like you should really listen. It's decent. Okay. I like Shakira. Also,
I like things that are decent.
Also my favorite coach on The Voice.
Oh. She's on The Voice?
She was.
Yeah, she was.
I think they got rid of her, though.
Yeah.
They're now.
Yeah, what was the order? Who started?
Well, Christina Aguilera was on there, and I think she still is on there.
But... And then they added Shakira, replaced her with Pharrell?
Yes.
Pharrell?
And now it's... Who is it now?
No. Usher... Okay, here's what I'll try to... push. Usher and Shakira replaced CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
But Christina Aguilera is still on every once in a while when they can get her.
Okay.
She's not on like every season.
As a judge or as a coach?
As a coach, yeah. But only a couple seasons. Like, she's not on every season.
Yeah.
Adam and Blake are the only ones still on. But then they got rid of Usher and Shakira and they brought on Gwen Stefani and Pharrell.
Yes.
And Pharrell's still on, whatever. Now this season, they got rid of Shakira and Usher and Pharrell and Christina Aguilera and Gwen Stefani and they have Miley. Alicia Keys and Miley Cyrus. Yeah. And Miley Cyrus is dope on that show. She is great. I'm calling this right now. This is the fall. This is the autumn of Miley. We have hit. Get ready for the Miley-essance. Like, we're hitting it. She's going to be in that new Woody Allen show.
She really?
Because Woody Allen's doing a TV show. And, I think it's going to be great.
I'll watch it. Yeah. I like Woody Allen.
Amazon Prime only.
Ah, shit.
Well, I'm out.
So there you go. What were we talking about here? I'm sorry.
The government.
Yeah, it was the government, not the government.
What
apparently.
Was the thing about lobsters?
Lobsters?
No, monster.
Oh!
You misheard.
She said
She said monster, not lobster.
I thought she said fucking lobster.
No.
I was
she
like,
said monster, not lobster.
Which okay. I thought
I
was...
heard. I heard you say it on the couch. But I thought I misheard you, but I clearly
didn't.
I
could have sworn
she said
fucking
monster.
Lobster.
No, she said monster.
Okay. Because that's I was like, if she did, that was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard. But it was funny as hell.
So a couple people got swallowed alive by the sand, and including the chick with no top on. And
hot dogs.
Who else dies at this point? Just hot dogs? No one else dies at this point?
No, and Marsha's boyfriend. Oh. Because remember, she's screaming, baby!
He's the first... Yeah, baby! Remember, he jumps on the sand, and then he gets, like, his face pulled off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was at, like, the same time as Topless Chick was getting eaten.
Mm-hmm. So, a couple hours pass. Gilbert is in his trash can by himself and unable to turn, is dying of...
Well, at that point, he hasn't woken up at that point, has he?
No, I think he was. Oh, yeah, that's right. He was asleep
for a while.
Yes. But anyway, time passes, and finally, they notice the giant fucking hatched egg a little bit down the beach.
and then no one else is on the beach.
Yes.
And yeah,
and then everybody from the night before has died. Again, they realize this 10 hours later or whatever. And they put this all together. Oh my god, it's the egg! It hatched.
So, Gilbert and someone else found this during the party at another point in the beach.
Mm-hmm. Just sort of found it.
Yes. Decided, hey, we need this. Carried it to the party. Okay. Yep. And then everyone's like, well, what is this? And then they were like, we don't know, we found it. And then they left it there. They didn't try to, like, open it or throw it in the sea. Like, I don't know, normal drunk people
See, that was my question. If you're drunk, is this something that you would do?
If you came
across, like, this weird pulsating testicle that's, like, lying on the beach, would you pick it?
I wouldn't go near it.
Yes.
B, if I did and brought it back, I would then try to throw it back into the ocean.
Okay.
I don't care where the testicle is. If it's pulsating, I'm not touching it.
It's an excellent point.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. So, to clarify, pulsating means nothing.
Yeah. So after a while of the daytime and they can't touch the sand, then they look over and realize that this thing is split in half.
Yes.
And then out of nowhere, someone says, oh, like an egg. And they were just like, okay, it's an egg. What do we do?
Yes.
Like, there was no other explanation according to these people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That is correct.
You know, screenwriters, you know, a few more drafts is not a bad thing, you know?
Yeah.
Just
a couple re-edits.
Yes. Here's the thing about this movie, and I really do believe this. I think that they were intending on making a decent horror comedy.
I agree
with you. I think that was the intention.
And I think
horror comedy?
Comedy?
Yeah. I mean, the dick on the face is a good... I mean, if you're not...
Well, there can be certain points with levity, but do you... I mean, I've seen that in a lot
there's
of...
There's a difference between horror with comedy and a horror comedy.
It's not like Cabin in the Woods.
I was going to say, Cabin in the Woods is a horror comedy.
Or even Scream, for that matter, is a horror comedy.
I think the intention was to make this comedic, Yeah, I think so. Right, why? You think it was... again, the point is, though...
I don't know what I think they wanted to. I'm just trying to understand...
Well, I think it was too dramatic. Like you were saying with the through line with the stupid boyfriend cheating on me shit,
mm-hmm.
which kind of overrided everything.
Which jumped, like, seven times.
Yeah.
That
was more confusing than the actual plot of the movie.
Yes. Yeah.
They figure out, it's like a monster. What was the exact line? I forget what the dialogue was.
Like a monster.
It's still a shitty lie, by the way.
Yeah.
Like a monster?
Yeah.
Their eggs do exist and things come out of them, you know, you fucking
like
idiot.
Regularly.
Yes. Regularly is correct.
So time has passed. Friends are dropping like flies. I don't know the particular order of where everybody died. It's not important. Most of the people in this movie die and they're swallowed by the blood sand. So eventually Jamie Kennedy comes onto the scene, and Jamie Kennedy is playing a beach patrol person.
Of 20 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Of 20 years.
He literally says, I've been patrolling the beach. Did he say 20 or 12?
12. It was 12 years.
Did he say 12?
Yep.
Okay.
Do me a favor and rank the pretend cops. Rank pretend cops for me. Mall cop, beach patrol person.
In order of absurdity or seriousness?
No, just like in the hierarchy of life. Like, who has the more prestigious job? Like, which is a sadder life?
Sadder
life? Okay.
Well, I know. Now, let's say this.
Because I would say...
What career is the least embarrassing of the bunch?
I would rather be a beach patrolman than a mall cop.
Okay. We're saying...
Me personally.
But see, hold on. I'm going to add...
What has less respect, though?
I'm adding in a different type of cop.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, add in... Okay. Let's throw in a few.
Okay. So you have mall cop.
Yeah.
Beach patrol.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then you have the security people in, like, plazas. Oh. Who just drive around in the cars and tell people, hey, you gotta go.
Right.
Like, that's it.
They don't, like, write tickets. And they just, you gotta go.
Okay. Then you have security booth attendants.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
That's sit down all day. And
But they're still guards.
Right.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
You have a TSA agent. Do they count? Airport security? I feel like that's the top.
Airport security, yes. TSA, no.
Yeah, I guess
because there's like the security officers and then there's the TSA agents.
I understand that.
You know? Right. So
I understand what you're saying. That's the top, right?
Oh, 100%.
If you're guarding an airport.
If you're doing something.
Yeah. Like, in theory, you could stop ISIS on any given day.
Yeah.
You're not going to, but in theory. You're not stopping.
Well, it also depends.
At the beach. ISIS is not attacking the beach.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, no, it's them. And then I would say Plaza Cop.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're sort of in charge of, like, this whole giant area.
No, they don't. But they don't do shit.
Yeah.
No, they look cool.
But they do more shit than mall cops.
Mm-hmm. I think a mall cop's right. Here's the thing.
I've never even seen a mall cop.
I've seen a mall cop. I've seen many a mall cops.
I've never seen a mall cop.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's security agents everywhere. The thing about security people, though, is that you don't see them. That's a pretty bad thing. They're just sitting in a booth all day.
Yeah.
They're just sitting back and I used to work with a guy.
Bottom of the list
what
is security booth.
Sure. I think beach patrol is a new low.
That's
the point that I'm trying to make. I think there's nothing sadder than beach patrol. You know, because you know why? You're just a lifeguard that's too old. You're just an old-ass lifeguard.
Well, there are old lifeguards, though.
There are not.
Yes,
sure,
there are.
Sure there are.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No one is lifeguard past the age of 25. Find me a lifeguard older than 25. I defy you. What?
Bitch.
What?
I got you. On NPR.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Like 2 weeks ago, they had some guy on who was 68.
68?
Yeah.
There's a 68-year-old lifeguard.
He started lifeguarding at 16 during the summers, and he's gone back every summer since.
That is ridiculous.
Holy shit. Good for him.
But that's the point that I'm trying to make, though. Grow up, dude. Like, enough already. You, like, to get half an erection, you need Viagra. Like, none of these. The only perk of being. There's two perks to being a lifeguard. Number one, you get nice weather all day. And number two, you can fuck the other bimbos, like, that hang out the lifeguard hut.
I never fucked the other bimbos.
Were you a lifeguard?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
At a pool or at a beach?
Pool.
Okay. That don't count.
Those are different.
Well,
different things.
In my pool, apparently, it was very common for coworkers to be fucking each other, so.
Well, yes.
Never happened to me, though, damn it.
Okay, but hold on. No, there is a distinction between pool lifeguard and beach lifeguard.
I agree. I'm not saying they're.
I'm sorry, but beach lifeguard, 100 times cooler.
He's just going up to all the chicks, like. He's going up. I'll make an offer you can't refuse. What movie's that from? He's just quizzing on.
Oh, my God.
Is his go to?
Did
Rosebud.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Wendy, where's it from?
Jesus Christ.
As she's staring at Brad with the fucking six-pack.
You had me at hello. Anyone?
You know, you're probably not too far off, guys. I probably would do that. You're right.
Plastics!
I'm trying to think of one that would just be perfect.
Well, apparently none of them were perfect so far for you.
Yeah.
You had no sex.
Yeah.
No, honestly, no. Pools aren't, like, sexy environments, though.
No.
I don't think chlorine's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about sand that, like, turns you on sometimes.
I don't like sand, Nico. It's, you know, it's
coarse
and rough. And it gets everywhere, you know.
But it's so, like.
Okay, come on. I caught on to that. Give me credit.
What?
I know it's you. I know you did.
Is that a film?
I didn't bother.
Yes, it's a film.
Course?
I don't
I'll give you a hint.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you a hint. It's part of the worst trilogy ever, combined with the best one of the best trilogies ever.
Wait, that's in a Star Wars
movie? Yes!
Yes!
That's a quote from a Star Wars movie?
Episode
yes!
2.
He says it's so coarse it gets everywhere?
Episode 2.
Who says that?
Anakin. To Padme.
Anakin says that to Padme, it's so coarse it gets
everywhere?
Yeah,
it's like
when
notorious.
When Anakin and Padme go back to Naboo. Not Naboo.
Is it Naboo?
No, because Naboo is where Joe.
No,
goes.
Yeah, you're right. It's not Naboo. It's some other, like, hideout planet, whatever.
Well, no,
I don't
it's where she's from.
Yes. Or
no, it is Naboo. The planet's Naboo.
I don't fucking
know. Is Padme from Naboo? I think she is.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
she is. So they go back to Naboo to hide out from the Senate.
Yeah.
Because they're not supposed to be having a relationship, but they are. And then Padme talks about going to the beach, and Anakin's like, I don't like the beach. I like sand. It's coarse and gets everywhere.
I love his weird inflections, too. It's like, it's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Yeah.
it's so weird. It's so...
How do you not remember that?
I don't.
Oh,
that's,
really?
That's the prequels' Tashi Station.
Yes.
No, the midichlorians are the prequels.
Well, no.
To a fan, to a, like a real intense Star Wars fan, that's the Bane. I agree.
Right.
But to...
That's the Bane. But I'm talking about the line.
Yes,
in
I
the
agree.
In the original trilogy... I cannot fucking talk tonight. Sorry, in the original trilogy... Tashi Station line is infamous for being just a terrible line.
Of course, obviously.
In the prequels, the sand line is
yes.
They are Tashi Station. The midichlorians is just something you don't talk about anymore.
Yes. Is that canon? Are we forgetting that line exists? Because it feels like after Force Awakens, that's where we're going.
Well, they did. I think they tried to erase that idea.
It's
yeah.
I can't remember who said it, but somebody came out with this list of what is canon and included some of the books and some of the comics, and they just said all of Episode 1 is in canon.
Yeah, but that can't be right, though, because like there's some stuff about Anakin and Obi-Wan that's important in that. We're saying that Qui-Gon Jinn is no longer a thing?
Here's the thing, is that George Lucas retconned the shit out of the origin of Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and that's one of the most infuriating things, myself included, for the original trilogy, is that originally it was supposed to be that they met, and Anakin was like this amazing pilot. He's like one of the bravest warriors he'd ever met. And then it's like, oh no,
I guess that's technically true. Well, he wasn't a pilot.
Well,
no.
He was brave, and he drove things quickly.
Sure. There we go. Okay.
I guess.
Aren't we all pilots at the end of the day?
I forgive the entire prequel trilogy. Oh, my God. Come on.
I mean, in our hearts.
Oh, that's great.
We all have the spirit of a pilot. We just need to unleash it.
I think we found the episode title.
Perfect.
Aren't we all pilots?
Oh, no. He was brave and drove things quickly.
Anakin, Captain Sully, all the same.
Oh, man. Denzel Washington in flight.
Goose. No, Goose. Yo, can we do Top Gun on this show?
Yeah,
Top Gun is that is one of my biggest guilty pleasures. It is
I love Top Gun.
I feel like we should do like a live DVD commentary for Top Gun. Like we should dissect it live because there is so much shit I have to say about Top Gun. Anyway,
Con Air.
Does Con Air put the bunny back in the box?
Yep.
Okay.
Buscemi.
Oh, yeah.
Buscemi! One of my favorite Buscemi performers. Until I saw Horace and Pete, and then he just changed it.
Horace and Pete. Mm-hmm.
So the movie progresses.
We're back here now.
There's the circle. There's the end of it.
And sort of we have, like, these reminders of the romantic love triangles that are going on.
Are they reminders, or are they slaps to the face?
Yeah, so... Yeah. Here's the thing. So Kaylee and Jonah are clearly an item, and they've been together for a while now. But this is a very incestuous group because booze is involved.
I don't think incestuous is the correct answer.
By incestuous, I mean they tend to fuck each other quite often.
But incestuous? Is that the right
word?
Okay, here's the thing. Incest doesn't necessarily apply to family members.
Are we sure about that?
Incest can just be like it's communal. Like, cults can be incestuous because everybody fucks everybody in the cult. Am I right about that? I have definitely used the term incestuous.
Definition.
Incestuous.
Don't look up incest. Look up incestuous. The Jewish.
How do you spell
Jewish?
Incestuous?
The Jewish. The Jewish
version. It's a weird, like, subset of Judaism. You know? All of the most Hasidic.
Incest, I-O-U-S.
Sure. Is Woody Allen a part of this cult?
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know. Wow.
Speaking of Woody Allen, Mia Farrow's son, adopted son, just died. Yeah.
Oh.
Really sucks.
That That family. Just...
Yes. I got a message from CCSU telling me this.
Why?
Did you really?
I don't know.
Why is that important information?
I'm wondering if he went to Central.
Is he from the area maybe or something?
Yeah. So, hold on. Let's see if I can pull
it up.
Look
it up.
Incestuous. Involving or guilty of incest.
I've definitely used the term incestuous to
mean. Then you're using it wrong.
Well, big mistake.
CCSU sent me this. I'm like, what?
He was Mia Farrow's stepson, you said, or what?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I had no idea. I was like, wait, what? So I looked it up. I was like, wait, Mia Farrow's kid? What the fuck?
Wow.
That's weird. I had no idea.
That family just can't catch a break.
No.
Oh, my God. Woody Allen's fucking all their kids, and now one of them's dead. It's like, oh, Jesus. Domestic violence. I still love Woody, though. Is it bad that I like Woody?
It's the same reason. It's like, I love Mel Gibson. I don't care.
Yeah, but no, but this is Mel Gibson's different. Like, Mel Gibson is verbally abusive. Was he ever physically abusive? I don't think he was.
No.
He's just a drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a drunk. Oh. He screams at his wife and hates the Jews.
I do think Woody Allen did worse shit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I see, that's the thing. What? Sorry.
I was wrong.
Whenever you're ready.
What?
There is a second definition of incestuous. Woo! Ready? Hold on.
Being one of my prouder moments. Right
being
now.
So close or intimate as to prevent proper functioning.
See, that's
what I'm so saying. I apologize. You were correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
I hardly ever say that,
Nico. You were right.
I would not survive any of these movies, but damn, I can.
But you can use incestuous crap.
Tell you what, I can nail all these dictionary definitions.
Damn.
Here's the thing, Bill Cosby. He's universally despised. It is no longer okay to like Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Why do we give Woody Allen a pass? Because he hasn't been convicted? Bill Cosby hasn't been convicted.
The Woody Allen thing is
Bill Cosby never raped a child, at least.
Did Woody Allen rape a child? He just married his stepdaughter. That's fucked up to me, but
she was underage.
Yes, exactly. So yeah. It's like, it's just weird.
And raped his wife, no?
Did he?
Oh, there's some.
Did
some,
Woody Allen?
No, there's been rape allegations brought against Woody Allen. Okay. Never mind the incest. Like there's plenty of rape allegations as well.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But Bill Cosby, we're just fine with.
I do not know. I clearly don't know enough about Woody Allen.
Oh, this is one of the major things about him. Yeah. No, he married his stepdaughter.
I just know his movies.
That's why if any Woody Allen movie you watch, there is a creepy young girl that he falls in love with every time.
Yep.
Like he loves young women, and I'm afraid
that explains it.
Yeah. Like if Crimes and Misdemeanors is an example. I mean, really any movie, but like Crimes and Misdemeanors.
He does it in Manhattan, and does he do it in Annie Hall?
I mean, Manhattan. They're not too far apart in age in Manhattan.
No, I'm not the college age chick, and yeah, he has a relationship with a girl who's like just starting out in college.
Oh,
and
I guess he's
like this accomplished older writer.
I guess I suppose that's true. Yeah. And it's never like . Crime and Misdemeanors was another one though, because it's clearly there's like a 12-year-old that is very prominently featured in the movie, and you can tell that's sort of like, I don't know, it feels like sort of like a real life sort of representation of Mia Farrow's daughter. Weird. I'm afraid that's what Miley's going to be used for in the show, because Miley is much younger than him and attractive and shit. I don't like that very much. I don't want Miley to fall into that. Miley, you can do better. Fucking playing Woody Allen's love interest.
You have some sympathy for Miley Cyrus?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Just because you fucking are naked on a wrecking ball doesn't mean that you have to have relationships with older men. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Hold on, you're saying there's no correlation between those two?
Absolutely.
Then my whole life has been a lie.
She's falling off the rails.
Yeah.
All right. Gilbert dies in a very over-the-top way, just boom, like the...
he gets a vest of
it
tentacle.
Makes me think of, like, the reverse of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
With Augustus Gloop. Yeah.
Yes, up, it just goes down.
Yes.
That or Raiders of the Lost Ark. Just, like, sort of, like, just getting sucked into the thing and...
Like, the faces melting and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a great Dead scene.
Just, the best.
Wonderful.
The best. Yes.
Oh, it's great.
No, so he does it,
look away.
Very sad, and only three people end up making it through. Shakira looking chick falls in after getting her hand crushed in the trunk.
What? Only two people make it. Because the boyfriend dies.
Oh, Jonah dies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jonah ends up dying. Okay, yeah. Jonah is stupid, tries crossing over the sand on surfboards, and sort of gets injected with the venom of this giant beast in the stomach.
He would have made had he not started shit with Mitch.
Oh, we should bring up Mitch. So, yeah, this is what happened. This is the romantic love triangle. Or, that's redundant. The love triangle.
Love square?
No, so Mitch is the kid from Hannah Montana.
Mitchell Musso.
Mitchell Musso from Hannah Montana plays Oliver? Mitch in this movie.
Oliver?
No, what was his name?
I never watched Hannah Montana.
I didn't watch it either. So.
I think it was Oliver.
I just remember him and the other chick on that show.
Emily Osment.
Yeah. I found her oddly cute.
Who?
She's very cute.
Yeah, I found her oddly cute.
Have you seen her now?
No. Is she something? Whoa. All right, I looked later.
You know who's really, really hot now? I don't know if I brought this up. That sun baby in Teletubbies.
The sun baby.
You want to look up the baby?
Yes.
I do not want to look up the sun baby.
Is nope. that okay?
Is That's that a... the thing. I'm.
Are they legal?
I think she is.
Is the sun baby legal?
I think she's like 27.
Sun baby.
Why is that? That's gonna be sad to be your claim to fame. Were you in anything I know? I was a sun baby in Teletubbies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sun baby grown.
That's like saying, oh yeah, I was the baby in the Blind Melon video.
What? Oh, wait, this is the chick?
Better picture. There was like one specific picture I saw. I was like, oh.
That one?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Not bad. I didn't expect
She's
that.
She's cute.
She still kind of looks like a baby.
She still looks like you know the what I'm sun saying? Baby. Yeah.
Not even the sun baby. She just got like a babyish face.
Babyish face. Not a straight up baby face.
No, just babyish. No, I don't know. Yeah. So the whole thing. Yeah, Mitch has sex with Haley. I don't know if they had
did
sex
he?
Or not.
I didn't, was that clear?
It's unclear.
I didn't think they did.
They kept it ambiguous.
I'm going to say no.
She says specifically that I did not fuck you. Remember?
Because I would remember is what she said.
I would remember, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so they didn't fuck, but they sort of had like a little fling. Mm-hmm. Probably made out or some shit.
Yeah.
And in the car is Jonah, who is the boyfriend of Haley.
Kaylee.
With what's the other chick? Shonda. Black chick?
These fucking names.
Shonda, right?
Dra.
Chandra?
Okay. Deshondra Jackson something black.
LaDasha.
Unfortunately.
Washington Jackson cover.
Why don't you go down to Charlotte where your people belong, you fucking racist? I'll throw you to the dogs over there.
Damn it.
I just made
Anyway.
Why did I just make a Charlotte joke? They're not even done rioting yet.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, wait,
I am the first person to make a joke mid-tragedy. Like, people are, like, getting, like, fucking... That's like halfway through like 9/11, people making jokes about the towers coming down. Like that's what's happening right now. Like police are beating up people.
Are you
people
forgetting about Nick doing Newtown?
Yeah, but that was after Newtown though. Like there's still riots going on now in Charlotte over. Yeah.
Really?
Well, there was all the Baltimore stuff when that Baltimore riots were going on that's for true. What 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's true. It's bad down there. They almost canceled the Panthers game and moved it because it's so bad. Like you can't get to the stadium.
Well, anymore. Yeah, isn't. I don't know if it's all of North Carolina, but Charlotte 100% is under like a severe state of emergency.
Yeah, Charlotte. Yeah. No, these businesses are getting looted, and they're like organized. Like these protesters are like,
Go ahead. It's kind of impressive if you think about it.
Sure, it's kind of impressive.
I just realized I had a golden opportunity just back there to make a Nick joke. You know, one of his.
Yeah, you can still make it. Oh wait, no. Bad Adam.
Bad I don't Adam. Have any problem.
Moving on. Yeah.
Skipping that. I thought you made a joke about Nick, not a Nick joke.
No, a Nick
yeah,
joke.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Stop it.
I'm not going to do that.
Bad.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Where's the newspaper? I need to roll it over.
Hit me with it.
So they fuck the night before, and that is sort of like a major tension in this movie as all these characters are dropping. It's still somehow...
On top of the... Killer sand.
Yes.
Well, it's not. We later find out that it is not actually the sand.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Save it to the end, buddy.
All
right. We don't want to blow our load too quickly here.
I'm trying to figure. I want to double check you on that.
I don't.
On what it is.
I don't think you have to be double checked. That looked.
It was quite clearly.
I thought it was pretty clear by the.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That. So so that's sort of like an underlying theme the entire time. And one of the beautiful things about this film is that Kaylee and Chandra sort of grow closer together and grow this bond as all of their friends are dying in horrible ways. You know, because at first, or at one point in the movie, Kaylee actually punches Chandra in the face. Yeah. And they grow to be good friends afterwards. And they're the only ones that walk out of this movie alive.
Yep.
And come to find out, I guess we can get to the end at this point. After a giant battle where there are glowing arms whizzing about the air and trying to kill our main characters, finally everything settles down. They fall asleep in the car. The next morning they find out that the beast is no longer in the sand, and they walk out of there mostly alive. Well, two of them alive, actually mostly dead. Yeah. Here's the thing. We come to find out what this monster actually is.
Do you want me to reveal it?
Yeah.
It's just an enormous jellyfish.
Yeah.
Yes. That's all it is.
Yeah, here's my question. Let's fact check this for a second, because we are, of course, when we talk about marine biology, why is this a thing is where you go.
Yeah.
Jellyfish come from eggs?
Not those kind of eggs. Because technically we all come from eggs, just... You know.
No, that's a bet. No.
I
always thought jellyfish were asexual.
No. Yeah. Jellyfish are not asexual. Let's take bets on this.
Look it up.
Hold on. Wait.
I'm saying yes.
I am willing to bet that jellyfish are not asexual.
Adam.
No, they are.
All right, you guys get to choose the movie next week. Otherwise, I'm choosing it.
Okay. Hey, they are.
That's
they
our stakes. Be. No, they're not asexual.
Could you imagine two jellyfish fucking...
Yeah.
Jesus.
How do jellyfish reproduce?
Yeah, of course I would.
Here's just a snippet of it, but it says, during the stage, which can last for several months or years, asexual production occurs.
Okay. Well, all right. I was wrong. So eggs.
Ooh, what movie are we going to see? Oh,
boy. So apparently they don't hatch from eggs. So there's a little problem number one. Problem number two. Here's the thing about this jellyfish.
But that's why I said I want to double check you on that.
On whether or not
because if they don't come from eggs, so I mean yeah,
so they didn't do this research is what you're saying when they
well, were I don't know if they didn't do this research, but
because every monster movie, you know, ever since Alien, needs an egg.
Got to come from an egg.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We need the egg.
Also, when we're talking about the scale of this jellyfish, this really bothered me.
How about this? It's a space jelly.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
It's a space jelly.
We can agree on that. Yes.
I think that would solve up the egg dilemma.
Yes.
I think okay. That's pretty
space
much
jelly.
If it's from space, you know, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Space, there we go.
Space jelly.
yes.
We have to have a conversation about length versus girth here. Okay. We have to have about surface area versus length. This jellyfish had very small tentacles at the beginning of this film, like very very small, to the point where they can only reach about half an inch above the ground. Right. But those tentacles spanned throughout this entire area on the beach. So how is it that the jellyfish, if we're talking about scale here, came right out of the egg, was this massive, massive, massive surface area, yet it could only like reach like 5 inches off of the sand. Finally, the thing grows tentacles. It's clearly outside of the sand, and as it swims away, you see in the final shot of the film, you see the jellyfish swimming away and moving on to another beach. Like, what happened there? It was not growing to scale.
See, my theory was that it could stick those kind of those prongs out from its tentacles. So it had these massive, enormous tentacles spread throughout that little area that they were in, and it could stick its little prongs up from those larger tentacles. But that's what I thought.
But then the question is, why did it, hopping on Nico's idea, why did it wait to the end to use its tentacles?
I have no fucking idea.
He
clearly got bigger, right?
Here's my theory.
What?
Okay. The space egg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was full of some sort of gelatinous thing.
Okay.
Shut up. It's better than your theory.
Give me the definition of gelatinous, please. I'd love to debate you on that one, too. You're kidding. Go ahead.
So it sort of spread throughout the beach, like Marcia said, as like sort of an oil spill type thing, and it covered the area.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, it sort of, I don't want to say solidified, because that sounds, but it sort of did like a like instant evolving into...
It metamorphosized.
Yeah. Yes, actually. I think that is the word I was looking for. Into what eventually became this giant jellyfish, which became sort of the adult version of it.
Because it seemed to me like the tentacles were just getting longer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it seemed like at first they were, like, those really small things, and then by the end of it, it's just, like, they just, the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they went from, like, Heyos to, yeah.
But it just happened, like, because remember when, because the little prongs were coming out of the sand, and then they get to the car, and then there's that huge, that slightly longer tentacle that, like, shoots up, right?
Oh, but that was you're right. But that was when the beach patrol showed up.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was still after a while.
I think I thought it was like directly afterwards.
No, there was no giant tentacle when the beach guy showed up or the beach patrol.
No, there was no. It wasn't a giant one. It was like an octopus tentacle shooting out of the sand.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
and our man Gilbert was also swallowed up.
Yeah, and then after that, like it was the bigger tentacles swallowing up Gilbert.
Yeah,
and then the giant one came out of the ground.
Yeah,
and then giant jellyfish.
Yes.
Yeah. So if it was gonna be, it's getting bigger and bigger. It just happened like that. You know?
Yeah.
So.
That's what happens with space jellyfish. They grow up so fast. Sure. Okay, all right, so basically I think that's the movie, because we're almost at the end and my laptop's running out of battery and I grabbed the wrong charger. So we gotta wrap this thing up. Couple choice little lines I want to point out there, just these are going in the Hall of Fame of, you know what? Look out for these. With Tatties this year,
ooh,
because these are some strong contenders for best quote of the year. Right. Right? That is a category, isn't it?
What?
Best quote.
The best quote,
yeah.
I think we did that, right?
This does have some great ones.
We'd have to go back into the archives and
yes, we definitely do.
You have an actual professional archives? Mm. Yes?
Yeah. We have a committee. We have a committee that digs through all of the movies that we watch.
And, his name's Nick.
I want to give a little update on Nick, by the way. I just talked to him this weekend, and he seems to be having a good time over there. And he's got a lot of stories, and I don't want to spoil those stories because I said save them for the podcast. So at some point, we're going to do a podcast with Nick, if not just me doing a podcast with Nick. We'll get there because I want to Skype him and talk to him and just hear what he has to say. But he's having a great time in Japan. And yeah, we may never see him again. He may just be there for the rest of his life.
Wander away.
He does love Japan.
He does love Japan. Does love it. Mitch is collecting the phones at the beginning of the movie. Yep. They're complaining because they want their phones really bad.
Naturally.
And he says, you know, what are you going to do all night? Take naked selfies of your vagina.
That's right.
Oh, that's the great line. Best line in the whole movie.
Yeah, that's
it. That is the top line.
Hold on.
Mm. No, it is.
It could be, yeah. But let's see. What else did we forget?
Well, my favorite, this actually is my favorite line, I think. Okay. because it describes my life so perfectly. Put this in a bumper sticker. Stuck in a trash can without any hope.
Yeah,
that's used to describe Gilbert's current situation.
Yep.
He is stuck in a trash can with no hope.
And sure enough, he does. He bites it, unfortunately.
That's a pretty fair assessment of the situation, pretty much. And then finally, again, Gilbert. Gilbert had a bunch of just great lines in this.
Yes.
But one of the best. I don't want to die with a dick on my face.
That's right. Oh my God. Yep.
Describes so much, because whether it is drawn or it is a physical piece of anatomy.
Yep.
Damn.
You want to die with a dick on your face, no matter who you are.
I don't know. That could have been the one. You're right.
Three great lines. I know. In a horribly,
I know my favorite.
I do the naked vagina.
The naked selfies of your vagina.
It's
a great line.
Yes, and that's all I have for Blood Sand, horrible film.
And I would just like to point out, if this movie sounds familiar, one could say it's the remake to Blood Beach from 1981. Yeah.
Was there the same twist at the end?
Should we watch it to find out? And I know what happens. I just read it.
Okay. Not important. What happens?
It was like it was basically one of the Tremors. What are the things in Tremors called?
Graboids. I'm sorry. I know that.
It was like it basically says it was it resembles a worm, like a Venus flytrap, and so like that. And then it dies. But then at the end of the movie, little sinkholes. Because I guess that was the premise of Blood Beach. Mm. Is instead of the jelly holding onto you and eating you, it created like a sinkhole and you sunk into it. Mm. So it says, as the beach becomes crowded again, a new small sinkhole begins to appear unnoticed all over the sand. So that's the end of Blood Beach. And I would like to, this is great. The tagline for Blood Beach, and I'll end it there. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water, you can't get to it. So there's that.
God damn.
A little wordy, but what a sentence. All right, that's going to do it for Why Is This a Thing? Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for sticking with us. We haven't done a show since September 1st.
Yep, 3 weeks.
And that is 100% my fault. I want to reiterate that. Everything is my fault. But
well, it's not 100% your fault.
It's mostly my fault. I just don't do podcasts anymore. It's just I'm trying. I'm absolutely trying. But we're going to keep doing this as much as possible. And we'll see. Maybe we'll do it next week, and maybe we won't. Who knows? But I love doing it, and it was fun to see you guys again, and I miss you guys so much, and I'm glad that we got to watch another stupid movie.
Hell yeah.
But until the next time we do speak, folks, gentlemen, you have all been very, very naughty.
Naughty. Serving USA.